This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Anthony is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's not getting a call back from a woman named Sarah. And Anthony is sad about it.
Oh,
he's
sad
been
Anthony.
Crying for, he says in his email, 6 months straight.
6 months?
No, he didn't say that at all. But he is upset. I guess he went out with a girl named Sarah. She's not calling him back, and he doesn't know why. What's up, Anthony? Thank you for your email.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not too bad.
Better than you, I
think. Before we get into the date that you went on and why you think you're not getting a call back and all that good stuff, how long has it been since you talked to Sarah?
It's been about 6 days.
And she hasn't responded at all?
She will not respond. I tried to call, text, email.
Email?
Messages.
What did you say in your email?
Hey, trying to reach you. Call me. Call me.
What you made know, you send an email on
How
that,
did
though?
You That's have kinda... her email?
Well, I did my due diligence and found her email.
Okay. All right. That was probably actually not a good move because, again, it's out of the norm to email if someone hasn't gotten back to you after you've tried to call and text. Also, if she didn't give you the email, now you might look like a stalker.
Oh, I hope
Should have called us before doing that.
Hit us up if you're ever going to do anything like that again.
Well, what's done is done. So it's been 6 weeks and you've tried to get a hold of her all sorts of ways, including
6 weeks?
Six days. And you've tried to get a hold of her all sorts of ways, including finding her email somehow and emailing her. I'm going to go ahead and forecast the chances of you getting another date. 40%. I'm still giving you 40%.
Okay.
I want to go lower, but I don't want you to hang up without doing that first date follow-up. Tell us about the date.
Well, we met on Hinge and agreed to get together for an outside picnic in the park.
Oh.
That sounds romantic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice. I put together some sandwiches and some wine and cheeses, and we got together and, we just had a great day in the park. At least I thought it was great.
Sounds like you put a lot of effort into this.
Yeah, I think she's a great girl. Sarah's amazing. I'm willing to go the extra mile. And, I just don't know what happened. The only thing that I can think of is possibly, I left to go on a bathroom break. Mm-hmm. I used the bathroom and, there's not readily, a bathroom available there. So I was gone for a little bit longer than it probably should have taken because I had to find some place to go. Mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe that kind of grossed her out or freaked her out, but while we were on the date, I thought everything went well. She's really into this astrology.
Like, how long were you going in the bathroom though?
Maybe about 15 minutes.
Okay, that's a long time.
That is.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, do you have, you got IBS or something? Like, you got bad bowels?
No. All right. Total disclosure. I didn't have to, do number two, But I was a little gassy, so on the way back, you know, I tried to just clear out a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if maybe some of the tailwind came back with me or something. I'm hoping that's not the case.
So you think you might have crop dusted Sarah?
I hope not.
That would be unfortunate.
Well, you know, that's why I packed sandwiches, because I thought, you know, that should be safe playing ground, right? Safe playing field. But in any event, I don't know, guys. I mean, I thought the date was good. She's into the astrology thing. I just think she's amazing. And, you know, she gave me a reading while we were out there. She, like, read my stars or my map or whatever you call it. And, you know, I just thought the date was great. And now I'm Casper. It's like she's Casper. I can't find her. You know, she's ghosted me. And just really hoping you guys can, you know, mend us together here.
Well, we'll try. We'll try to figure it out for you. You did send the email, so I can't make any promises on this one, but we will try. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if we can figure it out with your first date follow-up, right?
Okay.
All right, we'll do it next. In the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Anthony is on the phone, and Anthony isn't getting a call back from a woman named Sarah, and he thinks the bathroom is all to blame. He met Sarah on an app. They went out to the park and had a picnic. He thought everything was going great. The only problem that he had, apparently, was he had to go to the bathroom, and it took a while. And also, he thinks he may have crop dusted her at one point.
Ew.
On accident.
Because of the wind.
Because had to go and
that's
stuff.
Gross.
So we're about to call her and see if that is the reason why, and if we can get him another date. All right, Anthony, got to go to the bathroom, or are you ready to make the phone call?
I'm ready to make the phone call, minus the crop dust.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Sarah, please?
This is her. Who is this?
Sarah, how are you? This is Jubal from The Jubal Show.
This is Alex Fresh from The Jubal Show.
This is English Evan from The Jubal Show.
And The Jubal Show is a radio show, and that's what it's called, and I don't know if you've ever heard of it before, but this is us.
Well, you guys sound like the chipmunks over there.
We do?
The chipmunks.
Is that a compliment?
That's an insult.
Okay.
We're calling you because we do a segment on the show called The First Date Follow-Up. What it is where if you go out on a date with someone and then end up not calling them back, they can get us on the phone to call you and find out why. And you recently went out with a dude named Anthony.
Oh, goodness.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, Anthony emailed us because he told us how he met you, told us about your date, said he liked you a lot, but it's been 6 days and he has heard nothing.
That is correct.
Okay.
So do you want to tell us what happened?
I mean, it was an okay date, but I read his astrological chart, and we are just not compatible. He is all earth signs. He's a Capricorn rising, so that means he is beyond boring. There's no better way to tell if someone is going to suck the life out of you.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Okay, so you don't want to go out with him just because of his sign, because he's a Capricorn rising?
I mean, we're definitely not compatible. Like, all earth signs to me there's nothing that would cause any sort of spark at all.
But, like, on the date, did you have a good time?
Not really, no.
Aww.
I didn't find the conversation to be that intellectually stimulating.
So why not just respond to him and let him know that you're not interested?
I don't know, it's just awkward for me.
Well, he said he even tried to email you. Yeah. Did you get his email?
I did, and I thought that was very weird that he would email me.
We told him that. He said that he emailed you, and we also were like, that was probably a bad idea to do that, especially since you didn't give him...
email.
Yeah. I don't know. He said he found it, because we asked him, we're like, dude, did she give you the email? And he said no, and we said, that's, you know, probably a bad idea.
You might have hired a personal investigator.
So that's it, huh? He's just boring because he's a Capricorn.
I mean, he's all earth signs. He's a Capricorn rising.
Yeah.
So no compatibility.
I'm an earth sign.
So am I. There's nothing wrong with earth signs.
I don't know what I am.
I don't feel like I'm boring, but you don't know what you are. What's your birth thingy?
December.
So you're Sag.
Sag.
You're Sagittarius, and that would mean that you are a water?
Water?
No.
I've always
fire.
Liked... Oh, fire. That
I'm
makes
pretty
sense.
Sure you're
my
fire.
Red hair. Is that right?
Yes. Fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Right,
okay, so I'm not boring.
You're fire. All right. So
yeah, you're just angry.
Yeah. But you feel like, Sarah, that earth signs are just boring, and that's why you can't go out with them again.
I think in relation to what I am and my chart, which I'm not going to disclose on the radio, but comparative to me and like where I'm at, yes, that's very boring.
All right. Thank you for being honest with us. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. I do have to be honest with you, too, and let you know that Anthony is on the line listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, well, all right, then. That is even more curious. It looks like he has exhausted all of his avenues of communication.
So he might be a little bit exciting then, huh? That's something you didn't know. That's exciting.
Or soccer, but okay.
Anthony, you still there?
Yeah, I am still here. Still here.
Right.
Boring Anthony on the line.
Are you boring, Anthony? Sarah feels like you're boring.
I don't think so. I've never heard that before. A little shocked, honestly, that Sarah would say these things based off of, you know, some things that she read in a book or on the back of a card or something. You know, it's like, really? Really, Sarah? That's just little awkward to me.
All right, well, I guess you just don't get it, and that's totally fine. That just goes to show we're just not on the same page. I mean, there is a such thing as a compatibility, and we are not compatible. And after you reached out several times, like, that to me is just a turn off as well. I'm sorry.
I mean, don't
I
you think
you
this is a bit
really
compatible
for you?
Though? Don't you think this is a bit childish? I'm just, this is not how adults act. What are we in high school here?
No, I don't
look at your...
It's childish to decide that I'm incompatible with someone and make my own sovereign decision. I don't think that's childish, no.
I think it is. I really do. I mean,
childish to reach out left and right.
You know, astrology isn't real, right?
Hey, watch your mouth.
Astrology has been going on for millennium, thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of years. So it is real.
You're boring me.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
How exciting is that? Are you excited now?
I see it written in the stars, but I'm going to ask it anyway. You like the written in the stars thing? I did. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody else picked up on that, but that was amazing. would you like to go on a second date with Anthony? Sarah, we'll pay for it.
No, thank you.
Predicted it.
No way.
Yeah. Sorry,
good,
Anthony.
Good.
Sorry, Anthony. No, a second date for you.
Well, I'm glad we flushed this out today because, you know, I think Sarah's the boring one here. I'm going to let her get back into her astrology and card reading and, you know, good luck to her. You know, she missed out on a great thing and that's her problem.
All right.
She's going to be lonely for a long time.
Oh, that's quite harsh.
Yeah. Well, both you guys, I guess.
Well, good luck to you
both. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
The Jubal Show on demand.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.